have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the border. Maddie here alongside Josh and Johnny as we recap the last 6 or 7 days or so of Illinois basketball, most recently coming off of a 14-point drubbing. I'll use the word drubbing after, 4 years ago, barely eking out a win against UTRGV. And I think we'll slowly work our way backwards, boys. 40 points on Long Island. Obviously, the 4-point L to Bama, which we'll get into, and not to forget the 19-point win over Colgate, our Oakland game of the year. So, my first excuse for barely eking it out against UTRGV is, boys, like 3 games in 6 days. See, well, the fellas are still getting their legs under them, especially the guys who are coming back from injury.
Yes, Brad did say he circled this game because he thought it was like the NCAA tournament with a short turnaround. And you know what? His instincts were right because we came out really flat and could not put this UTRGV team away. But you know what? We'll take a win and survive in advance to Black Friday.
Are you and I saying UTRGV because we've already forgotten their team name? Is that why? Because that's why I've been saying
the Vaqueros.
Vaqueros. Yeah. I did not know that going into the game. Did you know they were the Vaqueros going into the game?
I did know they were the Vaqueros, but when you spell out UTRGV, I feel like we're almost at Rutgers, and you know, it just feels very familiar to me.
It is very similar. Yeah. So you're saying Brad knew from like July when this game was on the calendar. It's like, this is your like, boys, the tank is a little empty here this evening. That's okay. But this is what it would take in the NCAA tournament. You know,
you're yeah. Wait, Josh, what tournament. Else did he say in the post-game press conference?
He was so pissed off. Yeah. He was so pissed off.
He loves like, this shit. He loves.
He was so happy about this. I can't believe you. I'm shocked, actually, Maddie, that you did not introduce that. We won that MTE. We beat LIU and RGT.
Oh, MTE champions. You know what? After we blew it in the
banner.
I was going to say, after we blew it in the secret scrimmage championship, like finally. We get an MTE championship. Did you? I just recently learned this rule that you have playing in an MTE allows you to play the 32nd. Like you can only play
31st game. Yeah,
31 games. But if you play an MTE, it allows you to play a 32nd game. So wait, how does Long Island and the I feel like I'm a jock.
Vaqueros.
They didn't play each other. Right? How does that make it an MTE?
No, so it was also an MTE with Missouri State. And so we were on a 3-day rest from Friday. UTRGV, they were on a 2-day rest from playing Missouri State on Saturday.
In Champaign?
In Missouri State.
How is that an MTE? Roy G. Bitt
so it's there's multiple
Missouri
teams,
State.
And they call it an event. I don't see how you're confused here.
I never mind.
Do you want to know what it's called?
It's called, what's it called?
Hold. Okay, it's called the Illinois-Missouri State MTE.
They've been playing it since, like, I think they've been
campus
playing it
for, like, 2 games.
This is campus sites.
Which, great. For the record, Long Island beat Missouri State.
Okay.
Just letting you know the other the
outcome.
Of the MTE results. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which... don't use the transitive property because the Long Island game was like more of a blowout than the UTRGV game, and UTRGV lost to Missouri State.
Don't use the transitive property.
My quad saying. 4 transitive property right now is it's so viable.
Okay, yeah. What else did Brad say? He was just mad the entire time. He said we didn't do anything on defense. We're obviously going to talk about how Mihailo played great. He said he played fine.
Brad loves this shit. Like, do you feel like? I mean, obviously, we've been watching Brad for like 9 years, 8 years. Like, He always will do the thing where it's like going for anyone. You know, he'll grab like a Brandon Lee. You know, there was the against Long Island. I don't remember who he said he was when I saw him was subbing. He was going for whoever you want. No one's playing defense. Do you think the guys who have played for him for a couple of years kind of know his shtick by now? Because I feel like if I started playing for Brad tomorrow, I would kind of like know his shtick that he pulls. And I'm sure a lot of these coaches do. It's like, I get it. When you're playing a quad four cupcake, like you gotta make it feel. And tonight did not feel like a cupcake by any means, winning by 14. But maybe against Long Island. Do you think these guys kind of know the whole like, yeah, we're like playing fine defense, but like this is our coach just challenging us?
I think Kylan just like gives Kylan's sitting there in the room just being like, okay, just eat it. And then just like, we'll talk about it later as a team, like without Brad.
Players only. Players
Yeah,
only meeting.
because that's the thing, Maddie, is almost everyone has not played for Brad
That's
for
true.
more than a year. So like it's all kind of new to them. It's only Kylan, Tommy, and Ty
That's
and
true.
Jason who was on the bench.
And Jake and Ben.
Yeah, and Jake and Ben. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Or
But yeah, I mean, Brad, I feel like this year in particular has really been harping on the rebounds, in particular getting offensive rebounds. So there were some valid points that right off the bat, the Vaqueros were getting a lot of offensive rebounds and we weren't.
we're getting
So
out rebounded early on, for
yeah,
sure.
exactly. So that's like when his one sticking point is not going our way, I think he's fair to be upset. And we gave up double digit rebounds or offensive rebounds.
And we had double digit turnovers compared to their four. Like that is
Yeah.
just atrocious.
Yeah.
So he loves that.
He
Exactly.
loves
It's
it. It's good bulletin board material. Did you guys see though, like now I'm starting to think about UConn. Did you see what Dan Hurley had to say in preparation for our game?
I saw
No.
what his
I
wife said
don't
the
do I
other
want to
day.
know?
Yeah, I'll tell you. We're having our Thanksgiving meal on Wednesday night. Because I don't want any of that tryptophan to affect our play on Friday.
Damn, that's smart. That's a Harbaugh type
Yeah, that's a
thing right
very Jim
there.
Harbaugh
Although
chickens are nervous birds sort of thing.
Harbaugh would say we're not eating any
Yeah.
turkey this year. I did see Hurley's wife talk about. Did you guys see this in an interview? How he like doesn't he
Yes.
does not know how to do. This is the ultimate like coach move. Like he doesn't know how to do anything. Where he was like, if I go to Jersey for the weekend, he doesn't even know how to order Uber Eats on his phone. That's just like the extreme coach example of like if the man was out of basketball, he would not be able to hold down a position in society, which I kind of respect. Like he's a psychopath in every sense of the term. I don't know if he's being a little, she's Mrs. Hurley's being a little dramatic, but these
Yeah,
coaches are
she
thinking
was
about
like he's functionally useless when he is inside of our house, and the only thing that
functionally
he can
useless.
do is coach basketball. Thankfully for him, he can make like $10 million a year doing that. But
Functionally useless? Is that that's got to be like the biggest insult you could call someone. Like
yeah,
functionally useless sounds like
I
the
really hope that like halfway through our game against UConn, it turns into like an Uber Eats order for him and he just completely freezes. Like
Yeah.
that he starts hearing fans say nuggets, nuggets, and he's like, oh my God, what am I ordering? What am I doing here?
That's
But
awesome. I mean, he did order food when last time we played him. He did order a 30 burger for us. So
yeah, so
we
I'm
don't
just
talk
like,
about that.
I think Friday, just as a whole, you just like don't go on social media. Like it's not going to be a good spot. Like especially before the game. Luckily, it's an early tip. I just like feel like the mindset that I'll have will be in a negative spot if I'm ever on social media.
If I'm ever it's so it's not a fun it's not a positive place. Like
Usually it's fun.
it's a good place, conspiracy theories, lots of fun. Look, the UConn Twitter, they were ruthless. Iowa State Twitter, they were ruthless. Those guys were, I don't know if it's just tournament Twitter where it gets turned up, but like those UConn fans were like relentless before the game. Those Iowa State fans were relentless before the game.
Those no, I think those are two just rabid fan bases.
They could
Like,
be, yeah.
obviously, it's heightened during the tournament, but I think in particular, both of those ones online can get pretty
They
heated.
were,
So
yeah, they
I
were
agree with you, Josh.
heated.
Especially just there's a really wide range of possibilities for this weekend. It could be really nice, or it could be really soul crushing, like the past week slash weekend. I mean, you could get your eighth win in football, and you could beat a UConn team and get revenge on them, be back in the top 10. So I don't know, kind of not ready for it after how brutal the football loss was and us going to the United Center and being really sad walking out of there quietly. But
can we talk about the Bama game? I don't have a ton to add about Long Island. I'll just be completely honest. I'm okay with kind of retroactively moving to the Bama game here a little bit. No moral losses, especially when you're a top 10, top 15 team. But I didn't leave that stadium in a mid-November non-conference game being like, oh shit. Like I left that stadium being like, we're fine. Like, we can compete with anyone when these guys get healthy and when they're, you know, fully cohesive.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, the season's over or whatever. No. It was just more of like, hey, we just missed an opportunity there would have really bolstered our resume. And like, we were just, it felt like a home game. And losing home games in particular suck. Like, it's just terrible losing home games. That's a wasted opportunity. And it would have looked really good on your resume with it being a neutral game. Josh, I don't know how you felt, but it was just a little deflating knowing like there's so many Illini fans in Chicago who just like have this track record of seeing this team showing up and always losing. So it would have been really nice to bank a win.
Yeah, no, that was pretty much my feeling. I would say is I don't think like I've been way more disappointed walking out of basketball games before. Let's just say that. Like I've been way more disappointed walking out of basketball games. It, even like, I'm trying to find one where I was like moderately disappointed.
Moderate, this one severely. Didn't.
Yeah, but I don't know, Johnny. Just you're the memory book here. Just give me one where you're not extremely disappointed. Let's say like Kentucky last year, or the UConn game you were obviously at.
It's got to be. It's got to be like a random Big Ten game where you're like favored by like 6 or 7 points, and you lose that game. Like that's a moderately.
Here's the thing. We haven't been to many basketball. Oh, was it Indiana 2 years ago or UCLA? UCLA at home last year.
You're saying USC. It was USC last year.
I think
we
lost to both.
Were are you saying for your birthday party last year? Well, that was USC.
Oh yeah. Okay. So like that one's bad.
That was a bad loss.
That was worse. Yeah, that was worse.
That was
this
worse.
Was not a bad loss. This was not a bad loss. This was not a bad loss. This was disappointing, but you hung in there with a top 10 team. That was a game on a sleepy Saturday morning where you have a less than, you know, a talented USC team coming into town that you're supposed to win handily. And you lose.
Yeah, the USC one was bad, especially because we were like still thinking about making a Big Ten championship run at that point. But we same thing, like this loss, right? There were opportunity. You can say, hey, we can write it off. Tommy's rusty. Behalo's still getting his legs, everything like that.
You're saying Bama.
Bama. Like, exactly. Like you can make a bunch of excuses might be too strong of a word, but like you can reason as to why we lost the game. Bama's good team.
Free throws.
Yeah.
Okay. I do want to counter the free throw argument, even though it's frustrating as hell. Like the miss 101, the lane violation, like that was crazy. That was terrible. But like they only shot 10% better than us, and that difference there doesn't win us the game. Like just like the net difference between that 10% there, it was just more of like. I mean, that at the start of the second half, they just came out unconscious and we couldn't get a stop for the life of us. And we couldn't make any baskets in return. Or the fact that whenever we did make a basket, they would just hit it like a corner three. And I'll just say corner three, following that one like Family Guy reference. But like, that's what it felt like.
Pylon was pretty unstoppable. I still am. I'm still on team. You make your free throws, just be the better free throw shooting team. But yeah, that's probably not the only reason. If you shoot 100% from the line, sure. But yes, that's not the reason why you lost the game. They struggled against the zone a little bit in the second half as well. They struggled defensively in the second half. Fallon was unconscious. Look, they looked like the more cohesive. They were the more cohesive and older team, right? Illinois at times has looked like, maybe especially in the second half against UTRGV, looking like a team that's still kind of figuring out 6-7 games into the season and playing 7 college basketball games with each other. They still look like a squad that's doing that. And you gotta remind yourself, this is still a top 15 team, guys. Like, I know no one's like the sky's falling, but I think I have to pinch myself and be like,
And
literally the
we'll
top.
monitor if you if you think the sky is falling. Like, I'll make sure to call that out early on if you like you think that Brad Underwood's not the guy.
I did not say that.
Yeah.
Where? Who's?
I'm not in no way did I say that you did, but I'm just saying as a general comment to all of our
Are we
listeners,
doing this
if you
already, November
somehow
24th?
there, I mean, there are some Nancys out there, some negative Nancys.
But that, the.
I think we might have been the older team in that game, though. I don't think
Yeah. And
Bama's
also,
very
like,
But in terms
I
of
was gonna
games
say
played
I'm getting
together.
very I'm being no, I'm being specific here. In this era, you just cannot use that argument anymore. Every team is like figuring it
Yeah.
out in the first
I
week.
know. I know. I college sports is weird now. I know. But they've got more are we may be the old yes, by biological age, Johnny, sure. Our average age is like 29. Yes, but I mean by games like played together or like
Wait,
returning production.
Cindy today. My wife for the audience. She it was her first actual game she was watching, and she looked at Mihailo and she goes, "Why is there a 40-year-old on the court right
He's the
now?"
cutest 40-year-old I've ever seen. He's
He
a
was a
four.
real bright spot though. The past few games, Mihailo has been awesome. And
Yeah,
I'm
fine. He's been fine.
he's been fine. Oh, according to Brad. Yeah. But I really enjoyed him. Like, he adds a different element of pace. He a lot of arc in his jump shot. I love that.
Arkin, did we?
And just like, I don't know, some creative passes, just more Mihailo, because that was one issue in the Bama game too, was we had like almost no fast break points. So just
Zero.
getting easy buckets would be really nice. It would be
Zero
really
trend.
nice.
Absolutely. Zero transition points. I think Mihailo's entrance into the game against Alabama on Wednesday helped me realize how chronically online I am. When Mihailo came in, I thought it was going to be like a standing ovation and everyone was going to lose their mind. There was like no reaction. And it's moments like that where I'm like,
Well, just comparing it directly to how Tomislav entered the game,
right, and everyone was going crazy,
like
and I was like, if Mihailo comes in, this crowd's gonna lose their minds. And then he comes in, and I go, I'm like, oh my God, that's Petrovic. And the four or five of us are like going crazy. And I look around, it's like, do you guys not know? Like, do they not understand? And I think it's moments like that where you have to remind yourself, guys, we're chronically online. And so when you see these negative Nancys, it's not representative of a fan base. It's not representative of anyone except for us chronically online folks. But I was kind of bummed that more people weren't kind of with the meme, so to speak.
Yeah, one day you're just early. You're just early to the main, Maddie. Don't
I was
worry.
early. Never wrong. Never wrong. Just early. It was so yeah, let's let him get his legs under him. You're right. It's not an excuse anymore, but it's I'm gonna use it. I'm still gonna use it.
And
Okay.
he's got that interesting like heat warmer thing going on with his hamstring.
Yeah, gotta keep the muscle.
Something to monitor. Just hopefully, like he keeps. I don't know if he's going to be on like a minutes restriction for a while, because I feel like hamstrings are a little like fickle, but
Don't
hopefully.
say that name.
Oh, that's
Don't
terrible.
say that name.
That was
Yeah, that's
brutal,
fair.
Johnny. Come on,
That's,
really?
yeah.
You could have used any other adjective to describe the hamstring.
Yeah, that was a
Johnny,
Freudian slip. Yeah.
what were we in KenPom just saying? Change the subject before the game.
Yeah, we went from like 7th to 13th. So it
Yeah.
was a tough one. We were supposed
Oof.
to win, I think, by 26, and we won by 13. So it was a tumble for sure. Down to 13th
How
is
much did they move up? They
free
must have.
fall. Free fall.
Oh, how much did UTRV RGV move up? Yeah,
Yeah, how
great
much did
question.
RGV move up?
Yeah, they moved up, I think, maybe like 15 spot, from 203 to 186.
They might do some damage in the Southland this year.
All
After their
right.
MTE performance.
If you guys had a worry, what would your worry be? I'll start.
Yeah.
Dying alone. What?
Mine is one word. You start, Josh.
Is oh, Tomislav.
Oh, these
No.
are about Illinois basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
What's
it.
yours?
About Illinois
D
basketball?
defense. It was
Oh, just a
just
generic
yeah,
defense.
it was just
Okay.
like watching us not get a stop against Alabama in the last like 4 minutes when we needed a stop. And just some of it was like nice contested shots by Alabama, but other times it was like, ooh, we like have four guys who can really compete defensively. And I don't know, sometimes Mirkovic can be slow. Sometimes both the Ivicic brothers can be slow.
They're very slow, especially Tomislav.
Like Keaton's got a great body, but he's young. Boswell's awesome at defense. Andre's very good at defense. Honestly, the guy I wanted out there on defense was Ben Humrichhaus.
Yep.
But I was like, who is the fifth guy when sometimes the Ivicic can really get schemed out here?
You don't trust like Zvon. Well, he didn't play Zvonimir down the stretch against Bama.
They almost did. There was the, we saw that they were about to check in, and then they did a back. They backed it out. They
They
were about
backed
to have the towers together.
Zvani out. Is it? Is
What's
it?
your concern, Josh?
Yeah, it was Tomislav. That was my word.
Oh, okay.
He's
I
ramping
know
up
he's
from
coming back from
injury.
injury, and I just want him to come back quicker, you know?
When you say concern, are you just is that is he when you say concern is in a liability or a concern because he hasn't played to your standard this year?
No, he's a liability right now on the floor.
Liability might be putting a little bit too far. Let's see what
I think,
happens on
yeah,
Friday night.
especially on defense.
I think Tommy, though, at least the good thing is more, you know, this is a short term thing and not a long term thing, because like we have a full year of Tommy from last year to say like this is a very high level Big Ten basketball player.
Maybe.
And do you remember he came back from injury last year and he looked
Which
so
time?
slow?
Well, after
He
his
looked,
mono, after his
yeah,
mono. Yeah, he well,
his mono,
he.
but he also hurt his ankle at one point and he was like moving like paint.
Yeah,
So
yeah. Give him a
just give him
little
some
time.
time.
Give him a little
Yeah.
time.
I just wanted to be quicker, you know, like selfishly.
Okay. These kids these days in this short-term gratification society, if you were in college, you would have transferred four times by now. You would have been four colleges in 4 different years. I would have kicked you off my team. Look, nothing. It's too early for me to play the concern game. Sure, we gave up, 73 points to UTRGV and 86 to Bama, and it felt like we couldn't get a stop down the stretch. It's too early. It's too early to be playing the concern game for me. Let's let the next like 2 games play out, the UConn and the Tennessee game, and then check in with me in like the second week of December, right before Ohio State, when we get a really good beat on this team. Then you can ask me about what I'm concerned. If we put up two clunkers and we give up 95 points to UConn and Tennessee, sure, we could start to get a little concerned.
If we go 0-2, like I don't even know. I don't
You
want to
got
talk
to win
anymore.
bragging rights. I feel like one and
Oh,
two,
wait.
worst case scenario between those three games. 2-1, I'd be very happy with. 3-0,
I honestly isn't even
we're a two
consider.
seed. Yeah.
I have like that one in W, the Missouri game.
It's
Oh,
never
okay.
easy. It's never. It doesn't matter. Illinois could be the
No,
number
just
one
like more
team
like
in.
it has to be. It has to be the same way that, and you guys are gonna hate this, what I'm about to say. The same way the Wisconsin game had to be a win, the
Yeah.
Missouri game has to be a win.
They were 3-7. Like, we're. Sorry.
Johnny agreed.
Back that up for me, man. Back that up for me. No,
Just like for like.
Wisconsin gained nothing. Wisconsin today. It's Monday night. Wisconsin's football life doesn't look any different now because they won that game. Our Illinois basketball looks different if you win bragging rights.
Whoa. No. What he's
Illinois
saying is
football's
like,
Illinois season outcome is completely different based on us losing that Wisconsin
yeah,
game.
but you're
Like
saying
we
from a
are
Wisconsin
like
perspective.
it.
No,
No,
no, no. From
no,
an
no.
Illinois perspective, our season mellows out, especially like we'll beat Northwestern. You
Again,
hear that? That was a
easy,
knocking one.
another easy,
That
bragging rights,
was a
easy
knock on one.
win.
But
These are
like
the
8-4 is so much different than 9-3. Like us, like to the similar vein of we want to be a top tier program. Like we need to just beat Missouri, or else the season's just in a different realm.
Yeah, I
Brad doesn't
agree.
care, by the way. Remember that when we get to Missouri. Brad does not care.
About bragging rights? He
Not
cares
at
about
all.
more than anyone on this planet.
Wait, wait, wait. No, he doesn't.
Brad doesn't care
He
about
doesn't
bragging.
care.
Brad doesn't care about bragging rights.
He does, but like he cares about it as much as the next game.
No, he wants to win this game. So what are you talking about? He respects this rivalry Am I
This is
getting
my way too
got?
online.
Am I getting
This is my.
got here? Y'all are
No,
nuts.
I mean, I think Brad does treat this like any other non-conference game. I don't think he treats it a whole lot differently.
If he cared about it, it wouldn't be on a Tuesday night.
It's a Monday night. He doesn't tr
Same thing.
I think absolutely Brad gives a shit about the rivalry. I maybe I'm just completely duped and I'm just like some fan that's got my head in the sand. I'm like, it's a rivalry. Our coach cares so much. But that's pretty shocking to me to hear you guys say that.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if you were to ask Brad, would he rather win, like, just beat Minnesota or beat Missouri? Like, if he were like, I mean, I care about my standings in league play, like, that would be a Brad answer, you know? Like,
But that's not that's a good objective non-emotional answer. From an
and that's what
emotional
I think. Brad is not emotional.
Brad's not emotional.
I mean, sometimes he yells a lot.
Brad's not
But
emotional. Look, you may be right there from a mathematics and like look, when we get to, March 8th and we're playing Maryland and it's like we're arguably playing for a double bye. Or God, I hope we're playing for a Big Ten title. Like, of course, 2 months earlier, 3 months earlier, I'd be like, okay, fine. The Mizzou game took place 3 months ago. I don't care that we lost. I'm happy we beat Minnesota on January 17th at 11 in the morning. But like in the moment, come on, guys, it's bragging. Like, there are a few games that I
we're
feel
just talking about
angry.
Brad. Like, this is our read on him, and our read is like bragging rights is not his Super Bowl. Like,
Correct.
he treats it like it's an
I'm
important
so happy
game,
I have Johnny on
but
my
it's
side
really
also.
just like it's an
Damn.
important game, nothing more, nothing less. That's
Damn. You know,
I'm
Sam would be, if Sam was here, he'd come in with some like weird ass take that
well,
would.
I think the one thing that we do love talking about it is it is in Brad's contract, right? If we beat them on bragging rights, he
Correct.
does
He gets
get
more
like 20
money.
grand.
Yeah, just like a Big Ten championship, just like having like a successful like making it to the Elite Eight.
Wasn't beating Indiana also considered one of those
Yeah.
three games, which was so random,
Rivalry. He kicked the shit out of him this last year
but
in
Josh,
Assembly Hall.
Here's a good one. I make the argument that Mrs. Underwood cares more about the Mizzou game than Mr. Underwood.
I guess it does. I mean, it does affect Christmas.
Yeah,
Like it does affect their Christmas planning. He probably is in a bad mood regardless, because that you play that game and you don't play another game for a week until Southern after. So fuck. Okay, I see what you're saying, but the fan, like I want to pretend like Mickey Mouse, like there's no one under that mascot costume. I want to pretend like WWE is real. I want to pretend like my basketball coach gives a shit more about bragging rights than Minnesota at 11 a.m. on January 17th. Let me live in this reality, okay?
we'll let you live in it, and
Thanks.
hopefully we win that game. But I do agree with you, Josh, that that was like a you have to have it game on your schedule, which the Wisconsin one was, because you just have other more difficult ones on the schedule, which let's talk about, right? Our next two games are UConn and Tennessee, and oh man, we might learn a lot about this team, hopefully in a positive way.
Need a 1-1. Need
Yeah.
a 1-1. And it has to start 1-0.
Okay. Now you're just
Right.
dictating terms here.
It's
Could you imagine the sky, like, and how much it's gonna fall if, like,
if I don't think no, because here's the thing is if you lose to UConn in a close game, and then you lose to Tennessee in a close game, I don't think the sky is going to fall. Right? Again, no
you
pro.
moved the conversation shifts about the season. We're still kind of being talked about as a top 15 team that has a chance to win the national title. We move away from that for
For
like,
now, for a month, for now, for until you're gonna have,
but
yes,
the stats don't back it up, Maddie. The stats don't back it up.
yeah, you know what, the more time I spend watching Illinois basketball the last 5 6 years that my team is in the tournament, the more I'm like, you know what,
This is how we enjoy every
I
game
enjoy, but
individually.
I'm like, you know what,
We
even
don't
if we
wait
lose,
until like a decision is
no, this is
being
not,
made.
no, this is not what my take is. My take is, even if we lose to UConn or Tennessee, crazy shit happens in the tournament and it probably doesn't have that big of an impact. Like, it will not change my. If we go 2-0, you will not find a happier clam. But that doesn't change the fact that, like, crazy shit could happen March 23rd against some random, like, it, you see what I'm saying? It doesn't really.
That's, I feel like that's such the opinion of like the meatball, like I'm gonna tune in, like tune in to the like March Madness for Illinois basketball, but not caring about it in
I
November.
do care about it in November a shit ton, and I care about it in November more than anyone. I'm just saying
I
that
know
there's
you
not
do. I
this
know
like
you do. You have
direct
a podcast.
correlation. I'm just saying there's not this like direct correlation, as direct of a correlation, where it's like if we go 2-0 over the next two games, like if the Bears go 2-0 in their next two games, the chances of them winning like the Super Bowl, like the odds are way lower in college basketball. Does that make, am I making any sense?
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm
When
just playing
Johnny's
with you.
quiet, that means I'm not making sense. That's how you know. No,
We're
I
right now
think
just
you're.
claiming for Johnny's laughter right now, each of
I'm
us. So.
not
I think
claiming
you're
for anyone's
both
life.
making fair points. I think like your tournament seeding surely like matters here because your non-conference games start to run out pretty quickly. But I definitely agree, Maddie, like a game in December, like how you're going to end up being in March, it's going to be a different team, but
For
let's
sure.
set ourselves up, get some quad one wins, get the best seeding possible. That's why we try to really get on the committee's good side so that we can set ourselves up for a nice little run in March. But
Yes.
yeah.
That's why you play these. I get it. That's why you play these games. And if you go 2-0, you're up multiple seed lines right there. And if you
There's
have
not going to be a
even
happier clam than you.
and I'm giving clam clam, whatever sound clams make. And yes, if you have a better seed, you have a better chance at winning. I get it. I'm just saying I'm not. The tournament's 4 months away. I'm not like nothing that happens this week will probably change my expectations of what can happen in March.
But yeah, Josh, I do agree with you. My brain has started to go down a few like winding roads of okay, if we lose UConn and then we lose to Tennessee, like are we out of the top 25? And then I've been also thinking about that with football of okay, you lose to Northwestern, you're 7-5, you lose in the bowl game, you're 7-6. Like we went from talking about a 10-win season to being 7-6 pretty quick. So what
Wow.
that means is we're going to beat UConn and we're going to beat Northwestern and we're going to have a really great Thanksgiving. And then we're going to beat Missouri and then have a great Christmas, Maddie. And Brad will then, after we beat Missouri, say, guys, this is the game that I care most about in the season. And
Thank
we're all going to
you.
be happy.
Thank you for
So,
writing my fan fiction, my
yeah.
basketball fan fiction. I like to
Yes.
think that he has a dartboard with the Mizzou logo on it, and he's got a countdown clock of days till, the border battle and bragging rights. Like, I let me believe. Let me believe. But don't let your brain go to that dark place right now. Seven, then have more faith in Bert and Brett, or in Brett and Brad.
I will. I will. But wait, speaking of Illini fan fiction, I've been meaning to tell you guys this, something that we would make up in our fan fiction, but was actually true, was Zvonimir swelled up his knee. He hurt his knee. And he's been like, I think after maybe the Texas Tech game, like kind of been playing a bit on minutes restriction because he's had some swelling. Do you guys know how it happened?
No.
I'm gonna need a little bit of help.
You're gonna freak out. He bumped knees with Coach Cam Crocker.
Oh my God. Okay, if there's anyone that Coach Crocker's supposed to be bumping knees with, it's Orlando Antigua on the bench, okay? It's not. Oh my.
I'm starting to think maybe like that's what's happening is he's bumping knees on the bench all the time, and then he's like ready to jump out as he's just been stuck. For a t so then a timeout happens and he just jumps out of his seat and then boom, there's Vonimir. Like,
These Ivicic gentlemen,
yeah.
I love them, and I can't imagine what
It
it
be
takes to
like
play
something
college
like you're 7 feet,
basketball.
like your body just like gets like things happen, you know? Like you have more body that like
More
you'll get
body,
hurt
which,
more often.
like, more percentage of body means high, for each inch, there's
Yeah.
more percentage chance getting injured.
Like
Well,
your
like,
immune system has to be bigger, which means it has to be stronger.
I don't, we gotta get a doctor on the show here to, I
Maybe
don't.
on Friday.
Maybe Friday morning. Yeah, I don't know if that worked. There's a lot of guys in basketball that also don't get injured at the rate in which the Ivicic individuals do. Maybe it's just
Ivasai.
Ivisai, sorry. Maybe it's bad luck, maybe it's bad genetics, but it's just nice to see them both out there again, healthy, you know, knock on wood, knock on knees, you know, that they stay healthy. Not bumping some knees there. Yeah, so it should be a fun next week there. Happy Thanksgiving, boys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Favorite side?
Ooh,
Just
stuffing.
really throwing a curveball on
Love,
this
love, love, love to see Ben Humrichaus stuffing people.
There we go.
Oh, we didn't talk about
Pause.
Why? You didn't like that transition?
No, I'd love to see Ben Humrichaus stuffing people.
like block.
Oh, pa oh, pause. Oh, like the Gen Z kids do. Oh, pause. Like the Gen Z. Okay, got it. Got it. Good job. Sick.
Okay, what were you going to, Johnny?
I was talking about, remember that dunk that Andre had at in the Bama game that was
That was sick.
preceded by a Ben
Oh,
block? That was
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, also, like, I hated the booing. I hated the booing.
Of who?
Ben, it was loud.
We didn't boo. No one booed Ben.
I never
Oh,
said we did.
there was a guy sitting two seats away from Josh who was annoying us all game long, who was
It was
like
pretty much like
actively rooting against Ben.
he was an Illinois fan, but he said the word like ball game, like after Bama hit a shot, upwards of six times. Like I every time I'm just like, is it ball game now? Is it ball game now?
Drive home safely, beep beep. Johnny, favorite side? Or no, sorry,
He just
Josh. Yeah.
said,
No, Josh. Sorry, Josh. Yeah.
I usually go stuffing as number one. So do I have to be original?
No, if that's your favorite, that's your favorite.
Okay, then I'm gonna go with stuffing. Ben
Yeah.
Humrichaus stuffing.
Pause. Pause.
It really, hearing it back, that joke really hit. So
That's
it's
good.
nice.
Yeah.
Maddie, what about you?
I really like stuffing. It's really good. There's just something about that, like, the when the bread is done really right, it's just, oh man. How many podcasts across America this week do you think are asking, like, unironically, what your guys' favorite side is? There's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of podcasts that are recording episodes for like sports and life and pop culture, and they're like, what's your favorite side?
And we're one of them.
We're one of them. We good, boys? We did it. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We will catch you on the next episode of the Boardroom ILL.